News. I'm John Scott. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has died at age 96. The Carter Center in Atlanta announced that the wife of former President Jimmy Carter died Sunday afternoon at her home in Plains, Georgia, with her family at her side. Rosalynn Carter was married to Jimmy Carter for more than 77 years. The controversy continues over Israel's claims that the main hospital in Gaza is being used as a military base by Hamas, with new video images provided.
Israel's come under fire from the World Health Organization and other groups denouncing the conditions at Al-Shifa Hospital and the military strikes that have knocked out power and endangered lives. But the Israel Defense Forces spokesman Daniel Hagari says
Hamas was hiding and murdering our hostages in Shifa Hospital.
He released surveillance video saying it shows two hostages being dragged there by armed militants, and he alleges kidnapped soldier Noah Marciano was killed there.
Hamas murdered Noah inside Shifa Hospital.
The army also says it found a 60-yard tunnel beneath the complex with a firing hole that could be used by snipers. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at srnews.com, at a news conference, California Governor Gavin Newsom says crews got ahead of schedule and the damaged section of the I-10 freeway will be ready to take cars during the Monday morning commute.
We were able to secure the kind of equipment that we needed to get on site to make sure that we were able to complement that with the man hours, woman hours, the labor hours, 10,000 labor hours all told to get us to this point ahead of schedule.
Governor Newsom spoke to KABC-TV. An arson suspect is still being sought. This is SRN News. The LGBT agenda comes to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Transgender and non-binary performers from two Broadway shows will be featured in the beloved holiday event, alarming a number of parents' groups. 1 million moms has gathered more than 20,000 signatures on a petition of protest saying, quote, shame on Macy's for promoting and sponsoring this type of entertainment. It is clear that Macy's does not have our children's best interests in mind. The parade begins at 8:30 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom is on the wane in Nepal. According to a new report from International Christian Concern, Nepal is a difficult place to live for those outside of the Hindu faith. A combination of repressive laws and social norms sideline all minority religious communities. Evangelizing in the country is strictly prohibited, being punishable by up to 6 years imprisonment. This is SRN News. Officials trying to reach 41 workers who have been trapped in a collapsed tunnel in northern India for 8 days are contemplating alternative rescue plans after snags with a drilling machine caused them to halt digging.
A new drilling machine arrived at the accident site in Uttarakhand state on Saturday to replace one that was damaged while breaking through the rocks and debris. Rescuers are hoping the new machine will enable them to drill deeper into the rubble of a collapsed road to fix wide pipes for the workers to use to crawl to their freedom. RS Rao, director of Border Roads Organization, says at the site another option is to make a hole of about 4 to 6 inches through the tunnel top so we can deliver life-supporting materials. He adds, if the strata permits, then we would try a 3-foot-wide hole for the trapped workers to climb through. I'm Charles Deledesma.
More details at srnnews.com.